Hey, this is Kurt Isles. I'm so glad you've stopped by the Creek Bank to be with us for another story today. We're sitting on the front porch at the old house in Dry Creek. We're on the edge of Crooked Bayou Swamp at the end of the dead-end road I grew up on called Clayton Isles Road. Now, before we get to today's story called A Dry Creek Haircut, I want to remind you of all the ways that you can find out what's going on with Creek Bank Stories. You can go to our website, www.creekbank.net, that's creekbank.net, and you can find out everything you need to know about our blogs, Facebook, podcast, and this YouTube. I hope you'll pay us a visit. Today's story, I say it every week, it's one of my favorites, but this is truly one of my favorites. It comes from my second book, The Old House, and it's called A Dry Creek Haircut. If you'll notice, I do not have my trusty ball cap on today. I'm showing you I'm bald headed, which is fine. Now, the reason I wear a ball cap is men in our culture here in the Piney Woods, some wear cowboy hats, but nearly every other man will wear a baseball cap. Notice I didn't call it a hat. It's a baseball cap. And most of the time, our caps are very well worn and worn anytime we're outside, but never inside. But today, I want to just talk to you, hatless and bald, about the story called The Dry Creek Haircut. Now, I grew up in a place where we only had two stores in Dry Creek. Two stores, a post office, and a camp. And that was it. I mean, that was the crossroads of Dry Creek community. And we had a little square building out beside Ryan Harper's store that was our barber shop. And we had a circuit-riding barber. Pete Harper was our circuit riding barber. He came to Dry Creek on Mondays, Tuesdays he was in Reeves, Wednesday in Longville, and Thursdays he went to the nearby town of Ragley. Now, Monday was a big day because it was haircut day, and back in the 60s, we all wore short hair. We called them crew cuts. And what would happen on Mondays, there were three school buses that came through Dry Creek Crossroads. And the boys who were going to get haircuts would get off the buses and storm over to the barbershop to be first in line. And you had your pecking order, and everybody knew who'd got there first. And Pete's barbershop, I wish you could see it. It was tiny. It was just probably 15 foot square. It was also our polling place. He had one chair in it, a couple of benches, and that was it. And Mr. Pete had been our barber from when I can't remember the first time he gave me a haircut, and he cut my hair up until when I went off to college. Now, let me tell you a little about outside of the barbershop before I get to Mr. Pete. We'd get off the bus and get in line, and then what you'd do, you'd go into Ryan Harper's store. There was always entertainment in Ryan Harper's store because he had a wild, free-range monkey called Coco. We called it Coco Harper. I have another story on it. And Coco Harper roamed free and wild in Ryan Harper's store. And he was very, very, I'll use the word volatile. That monkey was wild. He was crazy. Of course, you can imagine what a bunch of preteen boys would do, get aggravated. My favorite thing was get one of those ice-cold knee-high oranges out of that slushy ice in his ice box. And then after that, we'd go out and wait our turns behind the barbershop. Now, the only problem at the barbershop was boys wandered around it, and they had too much time on their hands. If you know anything about boys, they need adult supervision when there's a bunch of them together. One of the favorite pastimes of us outside, Ryan Harper also had free-range peacocks. I'm talking about how he had about seven peacocks at Roan Dry Creek Community. And so we would always try to chase down those peacocks, trying to get a tail feather. Now, out behind the barbershop is where all the trouble happened. If we ever had a fist fight, and most fist fights at Dry Creek were more shoving matches than fist fights, that's where they happened. And that's where a lot of boys got in trouble. I remember one time some boys behind the barbershop lit a whole bunch of black cat firecrackers and threw it under the barbershop. Another, my favorite story in that was one time some older boys took a empty cream soda bottle and peed in it and got one of the younger boys to drink it. And there was all kind of trouble on that. Some mad parents. After that, my mama told me, do not be back behind that barbershop. You know, to this day, I can hardly drink a cream soda thinking about that story. Well, I've told you enough about outside the barbershop. I want to take you inside Pete Harper's barbershop. Now, Pete Harper, if I remember right, his real name was Abner C. Harper. But no one knew him by that. He was Pete Harper. In fact, if you'd went into one of the stores in Dry Creek or Durin and say, I'm looking for Abner Harper, no one would know who you're talking about. He was Pete Harper, and to us, he was Mr. Pete Harper. He was a World War II vet, and he cut hair in our community. Now, when you get in there and get set your time, and here's my favorite thing about Pete Harper. All the times I was in his barbershop, I never heard him say one curse word or tell one dirty joke. If you know anything about barbershops, many barbershops are pretty rough places. And not only did Mr. Pete, he didn't curse or tell bad jokes. All the people in his barbershop, which was a mixture of young boys and older men, I never heard anybody curse. They respected that deacon from Shiloh named Pete Harper too much. And he was really a part of my upbringing in what I call the old Dry Creek. Now, Pete Harper only knew one way to cut hair, and it was short. And so there were a lot of stories about that I'll be telling you, but one of my favorite stories is Dry Creek's funniest person to ever grow up was named Mike Barrett. And one day Mike Barrett came in and hopped up in the chair while Mr. Pete popped his towel, and Mr. Pete would always say, well, how do you want it cut today? And Mike Barrett said, well, Mr. Pete, I want you to gap up my bangs and cut one side shorter than the other. And when you do the back of my neck, just give me a little cut. Mr. Pete, who had his clippers in his hand, stopped and said, Mike, I can't do that. And, of course, Mike said, that's the way you did it last time. It's a famous story still told in Dry Creek. And Mr. Pete was something else. Now, he knew only one way, and that was cutting it short. And back then, we had crew cuts. Now, those of you not cultured enough to old enough, it was basically a buzz cut, and you left a little front on it there, and you get some Brill cream. It's a little, I don't know what to call Brill King, a type of cream to make it stand up. And that's what you were going to get when you went to Pete Harper's store, his barbershop. You're going to get a crew cut. As I got older and the 60s turned into the 70s and I got up close to high school, I wanted to grow my hair longer, like everyone else was. Now, I want to say this about long hair. Long hair didn't get to Dry Creek about 5 years after it did everywhere else. We were always 5 years behind culture and fads. And I wanted to grow my hair a little longer. My dad didn't want to hear anything of it. But I'd tell Mr. Pete, so Mr. Pete, leave it a little longer this time. I'd get that same buzz cut. And the next time I'd plead with him, got it every time he cut it short. Years later, when I was a grown man, I saw Mr. Pete, and he said to me, Kurt, you remember how you used to want your hair cut real short? Oh, your hair cut long? I said, I sure do. He said, your daddy came in here and said, Pete, I'm paying for that boy's haircuts. You cut it short every time, no matter what he says. And so that was one of the things that just went on in our Dry Creek barbershop. Now, when Mr. Pete was 80 years old, long after he'd retired from cutting hair in Dry Creek, they have a birthday party, his 80th birthday, and they asked me to come and tell the stories that I've just told to you about Pete Harper's barbershop. And I saw him on the front row, especially when I made fun of him about some of the things about his barbershop. He was laughing loudest of all. He was one of my favorite people in Dry Creek, and he was a barber named Pete Harper. I'm glad you've joined us today for another story from Creekbank Stories. We'll be back soon with some more. As always, we remind you that we'll leave the screen door unlatched for you.